Mitra, let me quickly just repeat what I said. The purpose of this call tonight is to explode our promoting abilities so that we can grow this entire region through the Dream Team Tour. We touched 2,500 lives or more in 2012 with only 9 stops. We want to double that number in the new year of 2013. We want to help everybody to have at least a 50% ratio of guests at all their events. And we felt that last year we had 2 things that we didn't do as well as we'd like to, and this year we're going to be doing them even better. The first is really exploding through promotions, successful, exciting, energetic promotions, and that's what Mitra is going to be teaching us about. And the second thing we're going to be talking about later in the call is to be able to help our field take better use of connection calls and getting butts in seats through the inviting process and successful inviting. In addition, we've asked 100 Club member, National Marketing Director Joy Kelly to be on the line with us. She's absolutely been integral in exploding the Central Coast region. They are now an actual area recognized by corporate to receive corporate speakers because they've grown so much in such a short amount of time. So first of all, Dr. Mitra Ray is going to be training us on ways to really successfully promote and really get results from your promoting efforts for the events that are coming up.
Okay, great. Thank you, Karen. So first, I want to start with some training I got from Carrie Daigle. You know, Carrie was one of my first mentors. I met him at my first conference. And the events that he put on in the South really kind of reminded me of some of the fundamental training that he taught me right in the beginning on how to represent myself and represent the product. And I think too many people have gotten into sort of a state of either not promoting or, you know, really just scared to talk to people or just, I don't know what it is. And one of the things about that's exciting about promoting is once you get into the swing of promoting for events, you just take action, you just get excited. And it creates a particular kind of momentum where you're not really worried about who you're talking to. You're just talking to anybody that you can talk to, whether you're three-footing a new prospect or calling up a distributor that maybe hasn't done anything, but you know they've got potential in them. And Carrie really distinguishes the difference between an event coordinator and an event promoter. We have a lot of good event coordinators now. We have a lot of sophisticated events, if you will, where we know what to do, but the thing is that we're just not bringing in new people. So I think what's exciting about the events that are coming up is to reinvent ourselves as event promoters instead of just really good event coordinators. We're at this point, at least in the Seattle area, I know that, you know, we have a great team. We know how to put on a good event, but do we know how to put butts in seats? And that's really what we're talking about today. Now, for the Prevention Pluses, a lot of people are asking, well, where does Prevention Plus fit into all of this with the Dream Team Tour? And I just want to address that first and foremost because whenever we do something new, people kind of get lost in like, oh, what does this mean about Prevention Pluses? Where are the Prevention Pluses? Well, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. We still do Prevention Pluses. They have sort of two roles. Before a Dream Team event, obviously, it's an opportunity to lead with the product, with your new prospects, as well as put customers in there to solidify their belief in the product and possibly take a look at becoming a distributor. You've got to have a good belief in the product. But what if you bring a new person to a lifestyle event? They're not even in the product event yet. Is that appropriate? Absolutely. The lifestyle events, you could bring somebody you just met who hasn't even heard about Juice Plus to it. And you know what? These lifestyle events are actually selling product because of the way people weave in their product story. Not like testimonials, but when people share their own personal story, I don't really consider that a testimonial. And one of the things that we're working on is to have people who are speaking not to go on and on about other people's product stories, but just share their own product story and how that made a difference for them to become a distributor. And through that, a lot of people are buying product. But then if somebody becomes a distributor out of listening to the lifestyle events, the Dream Team Tour, you know, you still have to solidify their belief in the product. So, therefore, you should have a Prevention Plus as well after a Dream Team Tour or wellness parties to really solidify the belief in the product. So it's not like we're throwing away Prevention Plus events. We kind of have to do both. And this is a new, exciting way to bring in the business component, which so many people have such a hard time talking to people about. Now, the postcards are new, but they're a really inexpensive way. I find them great conversation starters, and it's a great way to begin the conversation leading with the business sometimes, or weaving in both conversations all at once, the product and the business. And if you think about the wellness parties, we do the call, send, call. Well, I was thinking that with the postcards, you might do a send, call, text, call, text, call kind of approach. You send the postcard out, and that gives you an excuse to call somebody and say, hey, did you get my postcard? I really want to know if you can come to that event. Take a look at the, you know, date, and is your calendar open? And really then share that MP3 recording that we just did. This is one of the things that Carrie Daigle has three things that he has added to my list of to-dos in order to really learn how to promote for the event. So you send the postcard, and then you call them, and then you can text or email that MP3. You can put that into a text format. We're finding different ways to put that on the website. Certainly on Team Shining Star, we're going to put that up there. I'm going to encourage other distributors to put that MP3 up on a website so you can text the link to someone. And one of the ways to do it is through Dropbox. Karen, I might just send out some instructions on how people can use Dropbox to send a link via text so that, like, QuickTime shows up on, you know, a text link that you send out to people. So there's many ways we're going to use technology to really share that phone call. That phone call that we did with Jamie Westerfield and Deanna Christofferson and Karen Jones, that was a really powerful 8.5 minutes, less than 9 minutes, to really get a testimonial from the speakers of our experience doing this lifestyle tour and the feedback that we've gotten. And I think it's an amazing tool to send to people. Whether you send it to a distributor saying, hey, what do you think of this as a promotion tool, or a prospect saying, I'd like to know if you'd like to come to an event. These are some of the speakers that are speaking at the lifestyle events, and I'd just like to know if this is of interest to you. Whether you choose to do Juice Plus or not, you know, who can't use an inspiring evening? Come to an event. And in the Seattle area, one of the things we're doing with these events is making sure that it's a more social event. So we're trying to figure out venues where we can have a cash bar or maybe some nibbles to keep people there. The event is only an hour long, but because the talks are so short and sweet, people can stay after. So how you invite is just, you know, to say it's an inspiring evening. They're only going to talk for an hour, boom, 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 3 or 4 speakers, 10, 15 minutes each, and then there will be a social afterwards where you'll get to chat and network with some really amazing people. And whether you decide to do Juice Plus or not, you know, that you'll figure that out. But in the least, you'll have a great time. So listen to this recording. So use that MP3 and find different ways to send that out to people. The next thing to do is for the team leaders is to create voice memos on text. Now, what you do is if you have a smartphone. On my iPhone, you know, if you just go into voice memos, you create a voice message, then it gives you the option to text that voice memo to someone, much like you would paste a picture in a text. And you can create a group text message to your distributors and have them turn around and send that text out to their prospects. You can also do that with your prospects, obviously. So I think collecting cell phone numbers is going to be another new powerful way for us to send voice memos to our distributors as well as our prospects. So the new things so far are the postcard, using that MP3 recording, and doing voice memos. And finally, Catherine Lee is going to host a conference call, and you'll hear about it from Karen Jones, I'm sure, on tips on how to get guests to these events. But before that, because we have Joy Kelly on the phone, you know, the thing is, I guess the new PC way of saying three ways is a connection call. Joy is the queen, of doing three ways or connection calls to get people to events. I know because I sponsored her. And this woman, just every time I do an event for her, I got to do about 33 ways for that event just for her, let alone her downline. And she is just really leading the way on filling the room. So if you're going to make your mark of 50% of the room being guests and doubling the guest numbers in 2013 as in 2012, you want to listen to what Joy has to say because she knows how to get butts in seats. You know, you can do all this stuff, but without the human voice and without introducing people to your upline, especially your best prospects, you're just not going to get the job done. So, Joy, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Mitra. And, you know, I would guess that everybody that's on the call tonight that's getting guests to events is doing exactly what I am. So I hope that it's the people that are dialing in and listening to this that we can actually reach, because what I do is just what I learned from my very first mentors, you and Chris Cotton, who's on the phone tonight. And I know Chris has been traveling around the country with Nikki, and they've been getting people to all of these Dream Team events. And Chris, I'm sure, would back me up if he wasn't on mute, by saying that the distributors that he's using to do that, the distributors that are using him to do what we call connection calls, which we call a three-way call, those distributors are getting guests to the events. And I know that it's so easy to rely on email these days and send out email blasts or put out flyers or whatever, and the postcards are great and all of these tools are great, but nothing trumps talking to someone in person. And so whenever we're going to do a call, whether it's an event, whether it's a Dream Team tour or it's any event, I always have a list of everyone that I want to get to that event. And it might be a distributor that's not active, a distributor that has, you know, kind of fallen by the wayside, or it may be a customer that lives in the area, or it may be a brand new person. And I've got lists, and usually they're over 100, and I know Lisa Blaisdell does this as well. And I'm inviting up until the last minute. And I'm also buying tickets for people. If there's a ticket that's involved, I'm buying tickets for people, even if I don't know who they are. And I'm getting you on the phone. I'm getting Doug on the phone. I'm getting Sideline on the phone. I'm getting Downline on the phone to do three-way calls to get people there. Because there's nothing like getting people in the room to build our events. And so, I mean, to build our business. And I feel like I'm preaching to the choir to everyone who's on the call tonight, because I would imagine that most of you are doing what I'm doing if you're getting people in the room. A couple of years ago, Karen Jones did a training that she did in one word, goose, get out of the house. And what she was talking about is how to, you know, reach more people and get more people into your business. You just got to get out and meet people. And it's the same thing getting people to these events. You've got to get out of the house, and you've got to get on the phone to get people there. You can't get into your computer and just rely on email and sending out email invitations. And really, that's all I have to say about it. We had the Dream Team Tour come through Camarillo a couple months ago with Mitra, and then we did an event up here in Sacramento, in Santa Barbara, that was a little bit of an offshoot of it. And from that, it was amazing to see the kind of numbers that we got, the number of 10-1-10s that we did as a result, the number of people that are coming to the Orange County Regional as a result of that event, even young people. I mean, a lot of times we think that, oh, this is not something we can promote with the Gen Ys, this Dream Team event stuff, but we had 23-year-olds at this event, coming with their piercings and their tattoos and doing three-way calls with other 23, 24, 25-year-olds. My daughter's been doing this and completing 10-1-10s, and I just think that we are at a time where everyone's ripe for this information. Jay Martin said at our last conference that never before have so many people been looking for the answers to three questions. Number one, how can I be healthier? Number two, how can I secure my food supply? And number three, how can I secure my financial destiny? And we have the answers to all three of those questions. And we have to be bold, we have to be outrageous, and we have to get on the phone and get out into the world and invite people to these events. And yes, absolutely, fill fill the seats, we have to go back to the recruiting mode of getting people to these events and having bold conversations. And I'm just going to close with one really interesting scenario. For our last Dream Team event, Mitra was here in Santa Barbara, and there's a woman here that I greatly admire. She's very successful and beautiful and worldly, and I never really thought that I could promote our business to her. And then I happened to see that her son was working with another network marketing business that is a kind of a new business and I didn't think was really going to make it. And I got some coaching from Mitra about inviting her and just said, hey, before your family invests in this fully, you know, just take a look at what we're doing. And they came to that event and now are coming down to Irvine. They're now in our business and starting off on their 10-1-10, trying to accomplish it in the 30 days to earn the $400 10-1-10 bonus. So those are the kinds of things that are happening out of this. And I just want to thank Karen Jones for her vision and her just relentless promotion of these events and getting all of us to get on board to get back to the conversation of, hey, we can help people change their life, not just through health and nutrition, but also by creating a business that truly, truly, truly makes a difference. And if you've heard the Dream Team stories, you know that's possible. So thanks for having me on the call tonight, KJ.
And Joy, I'm just going to echo something, you know, just go off that story on recruiting that woman. You had called me in a panic, and I had just arrived at Whistler, and we had like 52 inches of snow. I was starting my Christmas ski vacation, and you were like, I just need a few words. I just need to know the right verbiage to get this woman. How do I get this woman? What do I say? And, you know, you were a little nervous there. And what I told you is something, you know, that I want to share with everybody on this call. It is a numbers game. And everybody that might be listening to this call is that the very first thing I realized in this business, it doesn't matter if I'm good at this or if I'm bad at this. I got to believe what Jeff Roberti says, which is that the numbers are on my side. And I said to you, what did I say to you, Joy?
You said to say to her, listen, I have no idea. I have no idea if this is for you at all, but I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't share it with you.
Right. And so it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as do you have the right verbiage. Don't let not having the right verbiage for, like, how do I promote this Dream Team tour? How do I promote this event? What do I say? There's no such thing other than I have no idea if you'd be interested. But take a look at this information. Listen to this MP3 recording. If your schedule is open, I'd love for you to be there. And they either get to say yes or they get to say no. And if you talk to enough people, you will get the right people there. And you just have to believe that. And that you just have to go with that. And you have to train that for your distributor base as well. So it's really about us talking, exposing enough people to the tools that Karen Jones is putting out there, that we're all recording and putting out there, and just becoming a good event promoter. You don't have to be an event coordinator as much as you have to be an event promoter, because you know what? If the room is filled with people, it will be a magical event, because even on our worst day, we are an amazing company and an amazing group of speakers, and we have amazing products and an amazing opportunity to share with people. So it's not about the verbiage. It's about just taking the tools and exposing as many people as possible with your voice, your heart. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to Karen Jones.
Thank you, Mitra. I couldn't agree with both of you more, and I thank you so much for being on this call. We are at a place of a moral imperative. Many of us feel this way about Juice Plus and the Juice Plus product line. We believe in the Tower Garden, and it's going to revolutionize the way families procure their produce, because they're going to be growing it themselves. We are revolutionizing and have revolutionized for the last 20 years how people can supplement their eating programs and be healthier with our Juice Plus. We cannot go out and in good conscience and not share. But do we feel that same passion? Do we feel that same urge? And do we feel that same moral imperative to share this business? This is really essential. As you all know, that payroll tax loophole expired, and everybody's payroll taxes now are being taxed with that 2% tax. Some people got a 2% cost of living increase for the year 2013, and it was completely eaten up. Some people didn't get a cost of living increase. So it costs an average family of making about $60,000 a year, $100 more a month just because of this one tax loophole situation. We are at a place where it is morally imperative that we begin sharing this alternative, sharing these choices, and giving these people hope. And if anybody in this call does not feel in their heart the way I am describing this, I will personally have a coaching call with you so we can talk about what we have here and what you need to promote out there. When you're listening to this call, those of you who will be listening and those of you right now, you really have two purposes, especially those of you on the call right now. You're listening as distributors and leaders of your own teams to ways that you can actually get your teams and yourself to get more people to attend these events. But on this call specifically, you're listening with the ear of a local leader. You were invited, invitation only, to this call, because it is now your chance to step up and take a leadership role in your area and own the Dream Team Tour stop that comes to your city. It's your event. It is an event that is going to make it or break it because of how you pull together as a group and promote it in your area. And so now come the logistical suggestions for you. As the tours begin to approach, we're starting out in Temecula in like a week. Everybody's going to get together. All the leaders that do any kind of promotion in that area need to get together and put together a game plan. This is what was so successful during the Game Changer tours in the Texas area. They did a great job of banding together, of taking ownership of their tour stop and saying, we are going to have the best attended tour stop. We are going to have the best numbers. We are going to have the most people in seats. We are going to have the most ratio of guests to distributors. We are going to make our three events that we have surrounding this tour stop a total success. That's what you people on the phone need to do if you are willing to step up. And it all really depends on you. This is what will make or break the tour stop in your area. So get together and talk about what you're going to do. Now, Mitra was talking about some specific activities that can be done to promote. And the first starts with the postcards. And I'm just going to start going through what we're talking about in terms of logistics. Obviously, the call is recorded, so if you can't get to all the notes on this, don't worry. But the idea is that you are promoting postcard usage for your own teams and for all the people that are going to be coming to your events in your area. What we've done is, okay, we know that last time around people were saying, well, there's too many postcards for different areas. I'm too confused. I don't know what to do. So we have one postcard. It is half the price it was of last year, and you get it right from Promo Plus in packages of 100. Everybody should know this, and you as leaders need to be sure that all the people in your area know this stuff. So we have the postcards. They're available. They're cheaper. They're ready. They're ready to go, and there's one postcard. So if you want to send somebody to an event in Tucson or you want to send them to something in Sacramento, use the same postcard. The second thing is that we have upgraded the website, dreamteamtour.com, and on that website there is a schedule for every stop for all the main events, the evening events, the Dream Team actual events. There's a schedule for the rest of the year. There's 20 stops. And it gives you the names of the speakers, the location, the venue, the contact person, everything you need. When you scroll down from that list, you will see the photographs of every speaker that will be speaking on the Dream Team evening events. You click on their picture, and it gives you their bio. So even if the speakers that are coming to your area are not actually featured on the postcard, you just let your guests know that this is a sampling, just to give people an idea, but you let them know about the ones that are going to be at their stop because now you have these people's bios. So you are prepared, you're ready, you have everything you need to feel confident to build for these events. The second thing is to utilize the MP3 recordings, as Mitra suggested, and for all of you to sit down with each other and say, okay, who's good at texting? Who knows how to do this? Who knows how to send video emails? Who knows how to click on your phone, take a little video of yourself, and send that around to people? These are the kinds of things that are going to get your distributors in your area excited, and they're going to be able to pass on to their prospects. VoiceCom distribution lists, this is really important. You know, I've done a big focus since I took this job on having an infrastructure of communication strategies in our region. We have a co-op or a group of people in almost every area. We have VoiceCom distribution lists, email distribution lists. Most of the states have some kind of a Facebook page with us, and many places have local websites where you can sign up for events. You don't have to just go through NSA Online. So we are primed and ready with the communication channels in place to be able to maximize with the least amount of effort the disbursement of information. That way you're freed up so that you're able to then make your connection calls and do that high-touch, physically present, over the phone if you want, kinds of connecting with people that, as Joy says, really gets people to come to events. Phone trees. You can have phone trees among your leaders in which there's 15 leaders in your area, and you each take 5 names, and somebody calls one person with a message, and you call each other. And you say, okay, who's going to be doing this next? Who's going to be doing this first? Who's in charge of VoiceCom announcements? Who's going to interview the speakers and put it on VoiceCom and then use an email attachment to get it on all the people that are not there? Who's going to make MP3s? Who's going to be the one that sends the VoiceCom message after the event is over so that we can pump up the people for the next event and we can have a chain of these influential and positive motivating messages after every single event so that the next event benefits from that pumped up excitement from the previous event? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do the consistent Facebook posting that's going to get people to get excited about the events that are happening in your area? I am absolutely convinced after talking with Carrie myself and also working with Mitra about this that you can't overpromote for these events. People need to be excited. They need to feel your enthusiasm. You need to step up and be leaders. And that's why I invited you in particular, every single name on this call, because you have some area of influence. And I'd like to ask you to band with the people in your area to do these kinds of things and really put together a comprehensive promotional program using all of these tools that we're talking about so that we leave no stone unturned. This is really, really important. When you get good at promoting, your businesses will explode. And just think about one thing. None of these Dream Team Tour people are getting paid. Everything's on their own dime. They're paying for their own transportation. They're doing this in areas where they don't even have team. And they're doing it because they care about raising everybody in the company, and including our region, and helping us to build for the conference in Long Beach. Okay, when you are hosting events, and I have to get this out to all of you, there's a couple of things that are going on. Number one, if any of you on this call have not received something called the Event Hosting Logistics, I sent it out to everybody, but some people couldn't open the attachment. I couldn't keep track of who could and who couldn't. So if you did not get that from me, email me, and I'll make sure you get it personally, even if I have to cut and paste it into an email. It was a document called Event Hosting Logistics, and it tells you what you need to have at every event in terms of types of name badges, in terms of sign-up sheets, in terms of raffle tickets, in terms of everything you need to be able to have a successful event, because we give away a conference ticket to the person, to the rep who brings the most guests to the Dream Team event and the rep who brings the most guests to the Women's Empowerment Breakfasts. So it's really important that you know what these logistics are. It has a list of commonly asked questions. The second thing is that everybody on this call, except anyone that lives within driving distance of me, received a box from me weeks ago. We have, and it's full of everything you need for the giveaways at the main event, the giveaways at the women's breakfast, and also the all the handouts, all the copies made, all the fess-up cards made. Everything you need has already been done for you, and it arrived at your little house in a box for when the Dream Team comes to you. So when you look into that box, it shows you the guidelines of how we run the 90-minute to 2-hour new distributor liftoff, focusing on the new concept that the company is promoting, which is the first goal of a distributor is to fast-track to sales coordinator. The 10-1-10 is a strategy to get to fast track to sales coordinator and obviously qualify your business, but it is not the goal. It's simply a strategy that helps earn a heck of a lot of money, especially at that $400 bonus. So the Saturday event is a quick liftoff. It helps people get right into a memory jogger. It teaches them through role-playing to not be afraid of connection calls. It's everything you need to lift off. So this has been designed as a strategy. We have the evening event, and many times at these evening events, you guys remember this from 2012, some people get so excited about it that they come to the breakfast the next day and they hadn't even planned on it. I mean, I remember when we were in San Francisco, we had like 20 new people show up at this breakfast because they were so excited by the night before. Then we take all of the people that are interested in the business and all the people who have signed up for the business as a result of these two events, and we train them on Saturday. We get them started right away into their 10-1-10, and we move them through the marketing plan. So that's another thing that you want to make sure that you're aware of. So right now, that's all the logistics that I wanted to let everybody know about. But my question to you at the end of this message is, are you willing to step up and take ownership of your tour stop and make it the most successful possible? Where you get together with other leaders in your area. And when I say leaders, there are people on this phone call that are sales coordinators. There are people on this phone call that are 100 Club members. But they're leaders. They're people who have said, I am going to step up and I'm going to take ownership of this and help my area to have the best result in terms of attendance at our Dream Team Tour event. Now, I just wanted to ask before I hang up, is there anything that, Mitra, you wanted to end with or Joy?
Sorry, I was on mute. No, I think it's great. And, yeah, just let's make this the best year yet for Juice Plus.
So we're going to make an MP3 out of this call. We'll send it around in an email link, but we'll also have it posted on the Rally to Long Beach page and also, Mitra, on the website. Will you say the name of that website again?
I'm going to put all this on teamshiningstar.com.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A Rally to Long Beach page, and we're going to probably also do it on nwjpa.org, and hopefully we can put it all that this and the other MP3 that we did already on the Dream Team Tour page.
Well, actually, yeah, we'll ask him to put it up there. That's a great idea. We have it on our Facebook page, but we'll get it on the website as well.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody, thank you for being on the call. And again, if you have any kind of questions, just email me.
Thanks, Karen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.